Welcome to Fabulous After 50, the podcast for women wanting to make the most of their lives. My name is Julie Kennedy, and I am your host.
Right, now who would have thought today is episode 100? And to celebrate that, something different. So a little bit of a backtrack. I was chatting with May Sinova Hansen via a Global Woman Networking event and talking about my You Deserve to Be Heard mission. When she asked me if I ever talked about myself and whether I felt that I personally deserved to be heard and not just through interviewing other people, I thought that was actually quite an interesting question because I'd never even thought of it that way. And then she asked me if I would like to participate in an experiment. And all I needed to do was provide her with my date, time, and locality of birth. And here we are today. So something different, and I'm not 100% sure what's going to happen, but I would like to welcome executive business and life coach May Sinova Hansen. And before you get into taking over and doing whatever you're going to do with me today, I would like you to maybe just mention a little bit in your own words about who you are, maybe where you are, what you do, and why you do it.
Oh, thank you, Julie. Just being a part of this experiment is so amazing. And it's the time for somebody to put a spotlight on you and make you shine. And, you know, I'm super intuitive. So most of the time, I don't know why I say stuff or why I do stuff, but I trust and believe it will reveal itself. And when I saw your blueprints, what we are going to be talking about right today, I truly understand why you do the things you're doing and why it was important for me to almost say, now it's the time to put the spotlight on you and let you be heard and seen for who you truly are. So, yeah. So
no, I'm very grateful. I mean, it's scary for me in a way, you know, I'm doing it for other people and it just flows naturally. So it's actually a good experiment for me to know what it's like to be on the other seat. And maybe you need to. So we're talking about, right, you know, knowing our blueprints, right? And that's why you asked me for my date of birth, where I was born and at what time I was born. So you create a blueprint from that, right?
Yeah. So the blueprint is something you're born with. It's something, it's called it your purpose of life, your purpose of business, how to live as a true authentic person. And that is something you need to take it as an experience because we are business ladies. We are so in our head. We have the business school. We are so intellectual. So that is actually the problem when we are what is this? And woohoo, is this something woohoo? But it's not. It's quantum physics, it's mathematics, it's all about the calculation. And then you have a unique blueprint of you and your life.
Yeah. And is this what the human design is? Is that an actual brand name of how this is all calculated?
Yeah. I use human design. I use your gene keys and I use also my intuition as this personal because what this is truly about is to understand who you are. So that is what I use. I use myself, but I also use this tool to guide you based on who you are, not who I am and have done. So that is the basic.
And it's different from astrology somehow, right?
Yeah, it's different, but it's a part of astrology as well. You have the Kabbalah, you have chakra systems, you have the I Ching and so on. And everything is a little bit of every one of those, but it's more like into business, what to do in your life and so on.
Right.
So, yeah.
I'm excited. And of course, you know, I mean, we're talking about, you know, after 50 audience. So I'm 55. And of course, with years, we do get to know ourselves a bit better, or we accept maybe parts of ourselves that we've, you know, struggled with for years and all of that. But still, I mean, I am then speaking personally since today it's supposed to be about me. I mean, I still am not 100% clear what I'm here for. I know the direction, but it must be a very gratifying feeling to have a bit more of reinforcement. So,
oh, yeah. Absolutely. And their permission to be who you truly are.
Right. That is
and
important.
I think I see it the first time I saw your blueprint, I'm like, oh yeah, definitely. She's gonna be excited about this.
Right. Well, let's do it.
Yeah. So a little bit of who I am and why I do the things I do is like purpose in this life is to provoke humanity in a healthy direction. So I'm role modeling healthy self-love so you can be inspired and able to nurture your inner child or your goddess, if you like, or your leadership, if you want. Like, what is it inside of you that needs to be grown and come out to fruition in this world? So you have that possibility to be the person you're meant to be.
To dare really be it. Because of course, lots of us have the imposter syndrome where we think, oh yeah. You know, so at least this is saying, you know, this is who you are here to be, right?
Yes, exactly. So I use your unique blueprint to access your true self. And I do what it's called a reading. So what I say is basically I read your blueprint and you can be, oh no, I'm not feeling that, or I'm not seeing that, or something like that. And it's actually true because we have conditioned part of ourselves. And then we have that we believe we are this,
yes,
but it's bullshit. And then you have that subconscious part of you, because I can see the subconscious part of you as well. And of course, your shadows and your gift. Yeah. And you need to work through your shadow self to access your gift. So I will tell you a little bit about my why story. Short, I remember before I was born, and everything was like goodness, light, it was perfect. And being born and seeing all the darkness inside and around people shocked me. So I believed everyone was just like me, happiness and sunshine. That is what I'm here to do, be that. So as a fragile baby, your survival was directly linked to how can I please my caretakers, right, so they will feed me and support me until I could do that myself. So I needed to be unfaithful to my true nature to survive my childhood.
Right.
And that is something that became the strategy of my life and later on my business with clients. So you see, we have this, I think a lot of people will feel recognized in that.
Yes.
You have
to be open to it, right? I mean, the signs are usually there, you know, and usually when we find them, we're a bit like, the jigsaw puzzle falls together, but you have to be open to that, right?
Yeah. Exactly. And most people, special intellectuals like us, we are like, oh no, that is past my, it's past in my past. Oh, I'm over that. Yes. But that is all in your head. So when you grow up, like I was growing up, I was told that I was stupid because I couldn't read. I had dyslexia and I was lazy because I didn't want to be the cleaning lady, or I identify myself as Cinderella in my family. So also the identification we do for ourselves, it doesn't mean that your family are bad. It's just what we identify ourselves with. So to prove them all wrong, I started working and studying like crazy. I took all kinds of education and certification, climbing to the top of corporate, having that high paying job, starting my own company, marrying, raising kids, involving myself in politics, fundraising, volunteering in the community. You know, it felt like I needed to prove myself. And not even a machine could survive what I put myself through.
Right.
Like only talking about it right now, even though I talked about it many times, I feel that
the pressure.
I want to cry because it's horrible how I treated
them. Yeah, well, I think lots of us can relate to that, maybe at different degrees, but we push ourselves very hard.
Oh, yeah, especially women.
Yes.
So at the end, I actually lost it all. I got sick and I died. So that was also being like coming back, choosing to come back from the other side, return to fulfill my purpose in this life. And the interesting thing is, and I think this can relate to everyone when I say it, in my specific blueprint, my life actually start after 50. Mm-hmm. And this is like my whole life has been about from hell to heaven experience to prepare me for the life after 50. So if you go back just 50 years, it was common knowledge that women after 50 had no life other than, oh, my grandchildren, if you had any. But today, women after 50 are where life is lived.
Yes.
So we are the rainmakers, we are the visionaries, we are the change maker, and we take care of our bodies, mind, and spirit.
Right.
And we are here to be the root and the role models of the future sustainable living and business where burnout doesn't exist.
Yeah.
So that is why I came back, and that is why I do this. This is my legacy.
Wonderful.
Yeah, that was my intro.
Thank you.
So, So do you have any questions before we are going into your...
No. I mean, I'm totally intrigued about this human design. Is it something you study or you learn?
Oh, yeah. This is years long process. Like it takes 7 years to even be deconditioned from the start hear about it. So if you take these experiments and really implement it in your life, it will take you 7 years to actually decondition totally totally embracing that highest expression of yourself that is the blueprint.
And we're worth it, right? And now is the time.
Oh yeah, exactly. Mm. So you are being over 50 and you are in 100, and that is the way to start, because this is now, this is your time. So the thing I want to just share, my three powerful step checklist to see if you're ready to discover the magic of your life and business. And this is for the listeners as well, because just going into themselves and using this three-step checklist is super empowering, just to have the knowledge, I'm ready for this or not.
Right.
So you can choose if you want to share this with the listeners, but I want you to just identify your pain or dream in your life, like right now. What is that?
I want to be more focused in fulfilling, in having an impact. Oh. I do lots of things in all directions, and it's all to do with you deserve to be heard and service to others, etc. But sometimes I feel like I would have a lot more power if I was to channel all of that in one direction instead of being like a firework all over the place.
Oh my God, this is exactly what I have prepared for today.
Okay.
Love it. So the next on the checklist is identify the root cause of this dream or pain.
So if the pain, I would say it's probably a bit like what you were talking about, feeling that I have to do 800 things in order to be worthy of being loved. You know, there's all sorts of reasons why that might have come up. You know, at a very young age, I spent quite a while at my grandmother's, a very, very young baby, because it made total sense for the family. Rationally, I totally get that, right? But I do have the feeling that somehow I have a slightly over the top need to be constantly proving myself to everybody all over the time. So that would be my pain. Is that it's never enough, and I push myself, like you said as well, you know, very hard, and there's not much peace, and there's a lot of doing and trying to solve everything for everybody, whereas sometimes I feel just let it come, you know, just stop pushing and shoving and which is my direction and that's not the right one, and you're here with a purpose, you've been given a lot of energy and charisma, and you know you're not giving it back. So I get angry at myself and go through doing far too much different things. And I think if I just could sit still for a while and let it come to me, it would have a lot more impact. So that's more or less the pain that I'm working on right now. And the dream then, if it was two in one, is indeed to get to that moment where I just feel totally together, where I feel that every part of me, including what I, you know, how I live my life as well, is totally aligned with my mission.
Oh, that is so good, because I already had an answer in your blueprint.
Gosh,
so funny. This is why I just love this, and it's magical. So the third step is, how willing are you to act on what I'm going to tell you through the blueprint today?
Okay, so my gut feeling is very willing, but I'm scared.
Yeah.
You know, it's a bit, it's, you know, it's always what they say, you know, most of us, I think, are more frightened of success than actually of failure.
Oh, yeah.
And for me, it's always been very important that I haven't really known which is the right direction for me. And that I then feel that if I commit to one thing, then I might be missing out on the, you know, something which else, which would be good. And that makes me then stuck in this sort of, you know, cauldron where I'm doing loads of different things at the same time, but without having that feeling of being perfectly aligned and having the maximum impact I can have.
Yeah. And it's so great, because this is exactly what I can give you today. Like, wow, all what you talked about, the time is only the essence.
Yes,
right now.
Yes. Yes, it is. It is a 30-minute episode, but at least, you know, it will whet other people's sight for it as well. And we'll repeat those three questions at the end as well, so that people out there can already start thinking of this. So, yes. So does that mean I'm ready?
Oh,
the
yeah.
I answered the three. Right.
Yes, you're ready. And it's. It's just like, I can read it, I can give you the information, and you can reach out to me and tell me about this experiment when you do it in your life. But once again, it's like, I can tell you as much as I can, but if you're not implemented, if you're not testing it out and so on, it doesn't matter. You're actually creating more havoc for yourself if you knew this information and not used it.
Yes.
So I would do something different, because based on what you told me, I will go into what your purpose is. And I think this maybe can be a little bit unexpected for you.
Okay.
So this is all about me giving you some information. And if you can use this experiments in that way, that if you only focus on what I'm going to tell you today and let go of everything else, you will be feeling more at peace.
Right.
Yeah. So what I would just read you your line of the soul contract or purpose. And you are here to attract the collective attention and become our unexpected leader or hero. Your nurturing influence is discovered and acclaimed in the midst of the unexpected.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. So your purpose is fulfilled through the form of influence.
Okay.
So that is exactly what you said. You want to be influenced and powerful and what I'm here to do. And you are here to be, like, your brand is the naturally talented leader. So this is what you are preparing your whole life for. To become that unexpected hero or leader. So in order to get to come to that, you need to be called out. You can't go out there and say, hey, I'm the leader, I'm the national leader. You can't do that. So and this is also the strategy to just become that, being prepared to become that and being called out. That is exactly what we are going to go into.
Okay.
Yeah. So I would just give you that the thing you need to work through, your shadows aspect, or the thing that will hold you back to become that leader. And that is arrogance.
Okay.
And that is that if you become that leader and you take action without guidance, or you jump in this nervous tension, jumping to the guns and misfiring, that will actually cost you the leadership.
Okay.
So how would you relate to what I have said so far?
Yeah, I mean, of course, you know, arrogance never sounds right. So it was a bit like, ouch.
Yeah, ouch, yeah.
But you know, I'm a Buddhist as well. So, I mean, I also very much try to lessen my smaller ego and tap into my higher self. And sometimes I, you know, hear myself speak a lot and I think, hey, shush, you know, let the other person speak. So I can relate to that. And I think, yes, it probably is something that would hold me back, because I would not want to be perceived as arrogant. And I would not, you know, it's a completely different mindset. You know, if you think, okay, if you're here, you are here in order to be a natural leader. You know, if you can tap into all the goodness and the compassion and all of that sort of stuff, it's a totally different, yes, let me be it, than if I'm talking about bossing people around and telling them to do things my way. That's not something I feel comfortable with. So I understand why that would be called my shadow.
Yeah. And just as my story that I shared, it was hell. And I needed to feel that hell, yes, in order to get to my gifts.
Yes.
So understanding, that's why you possibly haven't been the natural called out leader before. After 50, because you're supposed to be working with your arrogance and that's why women after 50 were lived is lived, because we have worked with our shadows.
Yes.
Or forced to go through a specific hero journey of some kind.
And we don't hide them anymore, right? We don't push them away. We look at them and say, okay, I see you, arrogance. Yeah. I hear what you're saying to me. Be careful.
Yeah,
you know, but then you can control it. And apart from when you're, you know, desperately trying to hide it because you've been told before, etc. Okay.
So the thing I will just make a note of is embrace this arrogance, like play with it, like use it like, oh, now I'm fucking arrogant.
Yes.
Or do that. So you need to send that love.
Yes.
To that arrogance and be that and model that arrogance. And how does that look like in your own environment by yourself with your cat or something like that? And because cats are arrogant.
Very.
Yeah. So learn from the cat and see, how does that affect me?
Right. Yes.
How does that feel for me? Yeah. When the cat is doing that, because this is modeling my arrogance.
Yeah, but it's so liberating in a way, because I mean, I've had that quite a few times, you know, people sort of say, you know, Julie, sometimes I'm very overpowering because I have this huge energy and I have all these ideas which come to me at the same time, and I think I'm doing well and wanting to share them and help them and all of that. And I have been told a few times by very close people, you know, let other people speak.
Yeah.
You know, don't jump in with their solutions. Wait until you're asked for your advice instead of wanting to give it to everybody the whole time. So this very much does ring a bell and is something which has been first very painful to me, because it was the opposite of my intention, right? To overbear people with my personality, whereas I wanted to motivate them. But it was so much that they all went home thinking like, oh my God, you know, we're not like her. There's no point, you know, give up. And so this has been a very long and painful process, but I totally get it.
And it's so good that you said that, because this is actually, I will go into how your energy and aura is affecting other people, so you can use it in a good way. So you are here, your aura is, the energy and aura of you is like penetrating the other person. So if you don't wait for the recognition and invitation, you will actually violate the other person, because you're so amazing and freakishly powerful. So shut your mouth until you are recognized and asked to speak and invited to share your knowledge, because you are here to guide other people. And the interesting thing is, you are not here to have a lot of energy or act on your impulses from the inspirational area. It's like you are here by brain matter, and your body is the instrument that you use to sponge other people or environment and so on. So for you, taking in information from others, and you feel it in your body. So for you, the environment is like number one essential.
That's very true.
Yeah. that the way you're measuring if you are on the right track is if you go into bitterness, then you are totally wrong. And what you do to get out of that bitterness is two specific things. And that is, the one thing is, what's giving you that calibration back to your normality is retreating into nature. That will be how you prosper as a person. And you told me that you did jump into the water and bathe no matter what temperature. And I thought about that. And I really want you to do something as an experiment, is because you soak in other people's, that's why you feel the way you're not supposed to be feeling too much. And you're not supposed to know your direction. You are here to guide others in their direction. You're not supposed to find your own direction. Right. So that's why you get so confused sometimes, like, I need to go.
Gosh. This is powerful stuff. Yeah, well, I'm trying to write it all down. I'm glad I'm recording the session. But I mean, this really makes sense. And I think if I let go of that, I've got to find my direction, and I've got to, because that's also arrogance, right?
Yeah, that's arrogance.
You're right. It's really just that letting myself be with whatever I've been given. And when invited, I mean, you used the word violate there, and I'm not going to forget that, because that's really a word which really made me realize the impact I can have. And of course, which is the opposite from my intention.
So the experiment I want you to consider, as I invite you to do this experiment for yourself, is when you go out in nature to get rid of the energy and the feelings from others and the environment, when you pass through the surface of the water, it's like you see in your head, like you're cleansing yourself from everything and being rebirthed into the water.
Right.
So if you, I would love for you to see what happened to you, because this is also how you become yourself every time you have been with somebody. Yes. So this will be the ritual. If you have sex with somebody, that will be your ritual afterward, when you're ready to get rid of that energy of that person. And being with people, because community is where you're supposed to be. And friendship and community is that heartfelt connection. That is how you get that invitation and recognition.
Right.
So
I like that image. Yeah. And it is something that I've realized with years. I used to be super social. I liked, you know, town environments, etc. And more and more and more, I need nature. I need quiet. I need totally me time, because that is where I often feel I do seem to, not just compassion, but I actually seem to absorb other people's energy, which is something that I've found lately. And I can get very upset. You know, I can get extremely upset, for example, things which like happen in the world as well. I mean, it's not just, oh, poor people. I really feel the pain and the fear. And I'd be like, hey, come on, you know, girl, no, toughen up. What is this now? But it is that fact that I can then release it through being in an environment which is larger than me, which is then nature, and which is often for me the sea.
Yeah. And being reborn in that water, like getting rid of. And remember, this is, you will feel the collective. You will feel like your soul contract is all about the collective attention. That will be also inside of your body. You will feel it in your body. And this is also, you're here to access millions, not infect, but influence millions with your brilliance. And you're here to nurture other people in a wisdom or guided way, or even in a way of giving or cooking healthy food. So do you do that?
No. I don't like cooking at all, but I like natural stuff and I'm very conscious about what I eat. But I'm not, so far I haven't really discovered cooking, but then sometimes I think that it's a role or a persona that I gave myself to distinguish myself from, you know, the more nurturing woman side. So I always go around saying, no, I'm not interested in cooking. So I'm not 100% sure if that's true or if it's just an image that I give of myself. Gosh, and we're already at 30 minutes. We're going to need to talk more about this, but I mean, thank you. Well, first of all, thank you for having made episode 100 extremely special for me. But I do also very much hope that others out there are intrigued, you know, by this human design, because, you know, if I just want to base it on the experiment that I've had so far, I don't think I have ever felt as understood as what you've just said. And lots of things, I guess, in a way, I was sort of starting to get to think that maybe there could be something like that, but not at all, you know, worded like you said it, or that would be a mission. I mean, of course, I'm slightly overwhelmed by the influence millions with my brilliance bit, but yeah. Okay, I shall let that soak in a little bit. But it's just the fact that through something like this, you can really grow into who you are meant to be. Right. So, I mean, I would encourage people to do this. I mean, I don't know, how do they do it? They come to you as a coach, or how does one find one's blueprint, or not find it, but how does one see it?
You can actually get it online, but it will be only a bunch of numbers. So you need somebody that is trained and guided, like me. So of course you can contact me and I can give you your blueprint and have this talk with you based on, is it personal life you want to check out, or if you are a good match with your husband, or if it's how do you do in business, how are you meant to be, and that's how you do that. You can just contact me. So
perfect. Well, look, I mean, I'm going to come back to you as well, but for the sake of the episode today, May, thank you very much, and I hope the rest of you have any idea how liberating it can be to hear, you know, what you are here for, so that you can just stop all the crap and embrace all of who you are. And even if you work differently than other people, and people have been saying, what on earth, you know, how come an intelligent woman like you isn't making loads of money or isn't, etc., you know, that you can finally stop all of that. What's wrong with me? And really fully embrace and become who you are. So May, thank you very much. For the rest of you out there, thank you for being with me all the way till episode 100. And I am now going to alternate with a YouTube channel. And the idea is that the podcast is more for people who want to listen while they may be doing other things. And for the YouTube channel, you sit down with pen and paper and you actually take action. Thank you. Speak to you all the rest of you next week, same time. Thank you for listening. Now it is up to you to make it happen. Join me next week for another dose of empowering vitamins as we navigate the marvelous roller coaster we call life. Subscribe and let me know what you think we should be talking about. Take care out there.